This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on with the grain and livestock today?
There's not much new today. Only thing that came out noteworthy was we had a flash sale of 132,000 metric tons of corn to South Korea. We've been getting those most every day, and that's why the corn has been the upside leader, the export demand. Other than that, the four things that are governing the market right now are the rain or not enough rain in Argentina. We'll see how that goes through the week. Second would be the Colombian tariffs that were threatened by Trump when Colombia refused to let our planes land, but they resolved that, so that's not an issue. He said repeatedly in the last couple of weeks that they may impose tariffs starting on February 1st, 10% in China, 25% in Mexico and Canada. Sometimes, though, it may or may not happen. Sometimes he uses that as a bargaining chip. So, well, the jury's out on that. Market's a little nervous about that. And finally, China Lunar New Year begins tomorrow. For a week or 10 days, China won't be buying much during that period. So those are the things pressure in the market. But the markets have recovered today, particularly wheat up 11 cents.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. March corn up 3.25 at 485.25. March soybeans went unchanged at 1045 even. On the Merck, February live cattle up 287 at 208.55. March feeders up $3 at 278.25. February lean hogs up 85 cents at 83.90. February pork cutout went unchanged at 91.32. Those are your closing markets on Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Riley Smith.